also write this. Quite often when a medium perceives a spirit identity, the voice is heard in a clairaudient level, in a monotone, non-descriptive, non-gender specific type. This could quite easily occur whilst taking place full communication with ectoplasm, and it takes a great deal for the individual to project not only gender specific vocabulary as well as their vocabulary, excuse me. As you could see, sometimes it's difficult. Also, a voice form, that place of birth, as with Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Of course, it is easier for him to use the pattern of young David's English accent to allow the communication to take place. Of course, I know, as do every other individual, that he is of Scottish descent. If the sceptics took more time to properly analyse that what was there for them to see, maybe they would have more of an open mind, and yes, and less venom towards those that are earnestly trying to prove to the multitudes that life truly exists after death.